Resh Yates Sif Peis. Mamavorach, what exactly is the bracha? Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hakomel Lechayavim Tevois Shegemalani Kol Tev. So he says that even though he's a chayav, he's a person who deserves to have received a worse reality than he received. The person was mated with him and with other people of like him, that they're, even though they are chayavim, the person was mated with them, and his person was gemal him kol tov. V'hashemim armim misha gemaloch gemalchot kol tov, who you gemalchot kol tov sell. The one who's done this for you at this point in time, well, as Hashem do that for you in the future as well. The Bereshim is Hanhaga, is even those who are really culpable and they deserve to be to have a bad outcome. And I am the same, the person is saying. Even though I the same way the Bereshim does as well, the people of my situation, which are not deserving, and so the Bereshim was mated to them. The Bereshim was mated to me, even though I wasn't deserving as well. Now, Mr. Rubin, this is the Enema Akev. Kol Shomer Inyan HaBrocha, because maybe Siptal, we'll see that they can have some changes in the language of the Brocha, and still be Yotze. As long as the basic point of taking Kodesh Baruch Hu is there, fine. Kodesh Rambam, Mavorot Zerach Shiyah, Oymed B'Shas HaBrocha, V'Yevad Yotze Ap B'Yeshiva. The Rambam says that there's a loch of a mitzvah. The person should be standing when he says the bracha. And there are multiple reasons given, because we'll see the psukim say, "B'moshev skenim yehaladuhu, you should pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu, ramu b'kalom, b'moshev skenim yehaladuhu." Sounds like the kenim was seated and the person himself is standing. That's one explanation. Or because of the kavod tzibur. But he's here today. If the people did not respond, that's not ma'akev, and the person is fulfilling the key of the Zehle Bracha. Okay. Gimel, Tzar Lebar Bracha Zu, Bifnei Asor. The Bracha has to be said in the presence of 10 people. Yes?
Sir, you already said the Bracha. How could it be ma'akev for saying the Bracha?
Why would you think that you wouldn't be, Mekayim
Derucha?
That's
almost
the answer.
Well, just like we're going to see in the next step over here, that this bracha is bedafka said in a group. So I could have thought, because our masakan, the people have to respond, the people didn't respond, so you didn't fulfill your saying the bracha.
Don't we have other mitzvahs like matanos of yonim, things like that? That the reason you don't say a bracha is because you're depending on the other person to accept it, or because you depend on another person. So here you're saying you are dependent on another person.
You're saying we're not.
Oh, you're really not.
The Havamina was that, you know, if Chazar Masakin, the Zadavka has to be said as part of with a group.
Okay, but
so and the group was given a response that they're supposed to say. So we didn't say the response. Okay. I could have thought that we haven't done the process properly.
Okay. All right.
So you have to start over again. Okay. So
why does it say something like Vo Yom Ru Yetzah?
I'm sorry?
Why does it say Vo Yom Ru Yetzah?
If they didn't say it.
Right.
Well, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Yom Lo Omer and Amakev.
Amakev, right, but it just,
Yishul
Kedorov doesn't say it. Ikuv is something before the fact.
Ikuv means it's determinative in fulfilling it. It's holding back your, it's defining and holding back your fulfillment.
Right.
Ikuv is not on the action. Ikuv is on the fulfillment.
Right, but I was going to say, if you're not going to do it this way, you're yosei anyway. Not that after the fact you didn't do it the way it should be done, but it's okay.
Okay, now I'm not following you.
All right.
I'm not sure the new one. You give me a new one. I'm not sure what the new one says.
Yeah, all right. Let's
forget
it.
Sorry. Pretty subtle. Okay. So, Sarah Labor, there should be 10 people present. And there should be two Tumin Chachomim amongst the 10. And the Bir Loch has a discussion, some that the Shita Tosis, which says that actually that not that there's two amongst the ten, but there's two besides the ten. There should be two Zmini Chomim plus another 10 people besides. But the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, and he's questioning why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring that Shita. But the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you need a total of 10 people. And Bishur will point out that the Baal Hanes, the one who's saying a girl accounts for part of the 10. So you need 9 people to join the person. You need 9 people to join. And of those people that are joining, you need two to be the chacham. Now, if he's a talmid chacham, he's not yotze for that purpose. He can be one of the 10, but he can't be one of the two to be the chacham. So even though he's a talmid chacham and maybe he's deserving of it, he doesn't count into there. Okay. The see Rabbi Ramamuhu b'kalam. So we say there's a requirement of kalam that it should be said in kalam. That's 10 people, and you should be mahalim the moshav skenim with skenim over here being plural, being two zakenim. If rabbanon are not readily available, so if they're readily available, we would ask you to go try and ask them to arrange it that they could, that can be part of it. If they're not shkichi, they're not available where the person lives. So he's not, he doesn't. It's not ma'akiv in the making the bracha. Minogel the bracha achav kriyas haTorah, v'shiyeh shom asora. That's it. After laning is an appropriate time. If there's 10 people there. Okay. It's just saying the Most of the Dershah brings up a choice between having two Tamil Chachamim, let's say going to the house and not having doing a Bishas Kriyas HaTorah. Right? Have that choice. On the one end, on the other end, I have a choice of saying the basic necessities, Bishas Kriyas HaTorah. I'd rather say it where the two Tamei Chachamim are. That's Mikir Adin. That they have to have that. Okay. Now, Bimbir proposes Minisoro Yeshar Minshiotza. If a person did a proposal Minisoro, so some say he's Yotze. Yeshar Minshiotza. Yeshar Minshiotza. So that's a suffix where the person was Yotze. You should go do it again. Cut the 10 people. The 10 people includes the Baal HaNes as one of the 10. Okay. Fine. Moshe Zakenim. Ein Zaken Ela Mishnah Kana Chochma. We dash the word Zaken. Zeh Kana. He was kind of the terror. Chochma. When we say Tamei Chachamim, we say Moshe Zakenim, referring to people which not that they have the ability to pass in halacha. Okay. Yesharim Shiyotze. The whole Ikar Asara Ein Ala the Mitzvah. Fizay Miyudei Shli Yizdam Alei Asara. Yivorak Alei Asara Filo Lachachila. You know you're not going to get 10, so don't wait. We don't push it off. But if this is a city where there's not Tamei Chachamim right there, but it's possible someone they come to visit, and they might be coming to visit, you should wait up to 30 days to wait to see if that's a that somebody will come in and allow him to say his Birchas HaKarmel appropriately with his Kenyan there as well. After 30 days, you shouldn't wait anymore.
Is he saying that also they should wait for a minion? Like this is a city that doesn't have a...
I would imagine he would say that he's not saying that, but I imagine he would hold like that. I imagine he would hold like that. That the same way you wait for... So it's been up to 30 days. You would wait for a minion up to 30 days also. It's the same pasuk. So we don't know if it was Yotz or not. He did it with less than 10 people. He said without 10 people. So if he's Yotz, second time is not it's a brachah at all. If he wasn't Yotz, the second time is a chiyuv gomer. He has to say the full. So the eighth is to say without shame and malchus. That's what the Shulchan Aruch said. I just want to say, we'll bring the prayer lachlan. Something I want to do over here. Some say yes, some say not yet. So, okay.
It doesn't say about women benching Gomel.
Right, so as we left off last time, Mishabura, it would be that even though the meaning is that apparently she doesn't, it's appropriate that she should. And at least she should do it in front of women. It's Lashon Mishabura.
I saw one of the tshuvas of Reb Moshe once, or one of his last ones that his grandson finished up. He asked about that. He said it's better the women should do it at home alone. He said the reason men do it is because they're in the shul anyway, so they do it by a sarah. So I asked Rabbi Einemar, how come we see here, husband goes up sometimes and makes it for the wife, sometimes the women get there with them, and he said, how come we don't like Rabbi Moshe? He says, well, not everything Rabbi Moshe said.
Yeah, that's
it's adopted. But you see all these things here, you know, the husband goes up and says it.
There's a safer, I'm dropping the name right now, Zichron and Aaron, I think, on Hilchos Avelos. Zichron Meir, Hilchos Avelos. So he has a whole volume on, you know, Hilchos, before he gets to Hilchos Avelos, he deals with Hilchos Chayla. Uh-huh. He deals with Hilchos Chayla, he deals with Hilchos, you know, treating the Chayla, etc., etc. He also deals with the Hilchos of Gomel, the person would survive, you know, would recover. So, he brings, I think, five or six different menhagim.
Different variations.
You know, does the husband say for the wife? Does it not say? But he gets an aliyah when he says Baruch Hashem and Baruch. He's saying Baruch Hashem is Baruch. That's a form of bringing Baruch Hashem Baruch for that purpose. Mm-hmm. Do they get 10 women? Do they get 9 women and a man? Do they get, they go and say in front of 10 people? They bring the people to the house, or should go to the shul? You know, v'madreit. There's somebody who says that there's a different menhagim. It is. Mikra didn't. Woman should say. That seems to be right. The question is now that we're deciding the woman should say. You know, what's the best option? How to do it? Mm-hmm. Okay, it's all here.